We are visiting with Chief Game Warden Scott Winkleman. He will go over some of the more common hunting, fishing, and boating violations in 2022. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Scott, how many field game wardens do we have in the state of North Dakota?
We have 30 field game wardens, 38 total sworn officers, but 30 game wardens who are assigned a district that there is their responsibility to patrol.
Put in perspective, how much area does each game warden cover in our state?
That's an interesting question, Mike, because we are a fairly large state and with a low number of game wardens. So each game warden, that's approximately 2,400 square miles that they are responsible to patrol for each warden, so quite a large area.
Okay, let's go into game and fish violations and fines. Where does the money go when a game warden writes a ticket?
So when a game warden issues a citation and their individual is found guilty or pleads guilty, that fine money from that citation is paid to the county clerk of courts, and then the county puts it in the general school fund, and that is in state law. We do not receive any of the money from fines from citations.
Scott, let's move into violations. What were some of the more common hunting violations in 2022?
So some of the more common hunting violations were failure to have a license, using a gun capable of holding more than 3 shells, and all exceeding the limit, and also failure to leave identification on game.
And those are violations that occur pretty much on every year.
Yeah, yep. The numbers weren't really drastically different from any other year, but they're always our highest numbers.
Okay, let's move into fishing. What were some of the common violations as far as fishing?
So for fishing, the number one violation is our aquatic nuisance species regulations. Most notably, having water in the live well when the boat's out of the water. We want to make sure those plugs are pulled, water's drained, so nobody's inadvertently transporting aquatic nuisance species between water bodies. That was our highest. Also, exceeding the limit was high, and the license violations associated with fishing.
Boating, lots of boats and personal watercrafts. What were some of the violations as far as boating?
So yeah, boating, obviously very popular in our state. We have a lot of nice recreational waters. By far the number one boating violation, again, was inadequate number of life jackets on the boat, which is disappointing. It's such an important law for safety of all those out on the water, and really such an easy one to follow. It would be nice if those numbers would go down. The number two violation was the aquatic nuisance species sticker for non-resident boats.
Okay, and some of the boating violations actually went down this year.
They did, and the majority of that was due to a pretty sizable decrease in the number of citations for that non-resident aquatic nuisance species sticker. The message is certainly out there now that they need it, and it is being complied with more regularly.
And a reminder is January 1st was the new period for the boat registration renewal. So if you're hitting the water at all this year, or next couple years, make sure that boat is registered.
That is a great reminder, Mike. The first year of the boat registration cycle, we always see a increase in the number of citations for that violation, for either people forget to renew altogether, or they send it in, get it renewed, stick the envelope in the cupboard somewhere and forget to put their new sticker on their boat. So yeah, good reminder to make sure you get that done and get your new stickers put on.
Scott, your wardens, they're out, they're visible, but you guys also track the number of field contacts. Explain that a little bit and how many contacts this year.
We do, and that is an important statistic for us to keep. This year we had nearly 47,000 field contacts with our enforcement staff. And when you think about it, that's a lot of people we are reaching. A field contact is any time one of our wardens has a an interaction with somebody in the field, usually just checking a license, equipment, bag. No violations are found. The vast majority of those who are using our outdoor resources are perfect. They don't violate the law. We can answer some questions, hopefully point them in the right direction. It's a friendly interaction, and it's good all around.
So the contacts versus the violations, I mean, most people are following the letter of the law.
For sure. The number of citations for the number of contacts that we make, that ratio is very low.
Scott, if you see a hunting, fishing, or boating, or any outdoor violation that you think could be a violation, what should you do?
Yeah, so with only 30 field game wardens and with such large areas to cover, we do rely heavily on that, getting that information and from the public that observes what they may think is a violation. We don't recommend anybody confront anyone, but just get as many details as you can and call the Report All Poachers line at 701-328-9921. That will get you in touch with State Radio, and they will get that information from you and contact the local game warden, the nearest game warden, to take over the investigation from there.
2023, we encourage people to get out and enjoy the outdoors.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
A lot of great information, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.